This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the citizens to unite to ease burden on national resources, terming the West Asia conflict one of the decade's biggest crises. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Sardar Dham hostel at Vadodara in Gujarat yesterday.
पिछले कुछ वर्षों में दुनिया लगातार अस्थिर परिस्थितियों से गुजर रही है. पहले कोरोना का संकट, फिर वैश्विक आर्थिक चुनौतियां और अब पश्चिम एशिया में बढ़ता तनाव. अगर कोरोना महामारी इस सदी का सबसे बड़ा संकट थी तो पश्चिम एशिया में युद्ध से बनी परिस्थितियां इस दशक के बड़े संकटों में से एक है. ऐसे समय में देश को जन भागीदारी की शक्ति की बहुत बड़ी आवश्यकता है. आज जरूरत है कि हम सब मिलकर अपना दायित्व निभाएं, देश के संसाधनों पर पड़ने वाले बोझ को कम करें.
Prime Minister Modi said the government is making continuous efforts to ensure that this situation has the minimal possible impact on the people of the country. The Prime Minister reiterated his 7-point appeal to tackle the adverse impact of West Asia crisis. These include reducing fuel consumption, prioritizing work from home wherever possible, avoiding foreign travel for a year, and adopting Swadeshi products. He also urged the citizens to move towards natural farming and avoiding unnecessary gold purchases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 6-day visit to United Arab Emirates, UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy from Friday. On the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday, where he will meet the President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two leaders will exchange views on bilateral issues, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. They will also discuss ways to advance the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership underpinned by strong political, cultural, economic and people-to-people links. In Assam, preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma as Chief Minister for a second consecutive term today. The ceremony will be held in Guwahati. The swearing-in will mark the NDA's third consecutive term in Assam. Dr. Sarma visited the venue to review the arrangements. Speaking to the media, he said Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and BJP President Nitin Navin will attend the ceremony. The Supreme Court has suggested a series of measures for the expeditious disposal of bail applications pending in high courts across the country. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Jaumalya Baghchi emphasized the need for a robust mechanism to ensure timely hearings of anticipatory and regular bail pleas while safeguarding the rights of victims. The apex court suggested automatic listing of bail applications, fixing an outer timeline for the disposal and prioritizing such matters in cause lists. It also recommended that bail pleas be listed weekly or fortnightly through a software-based system to avoid delays. The court observed that pendency of bail applications was particularly high in the Allahabad High Court and called for a definite hearing mechanism. Similar concerns were also raised regarding delays in the Patna High Court. Oil markets were shaken and diplomatic tensions deepened today after U.S. President Donald Trump said the fragile ceasefire between Washington and Tehran was on massive life support, raising fresh doubts over the chance of a lasting truce. Iran had earlier sent its response to American peace proposals calling for an end to hostilities across all fronts. The lifting of U.S. sanctions, the release of frozen Iranian assets, and an end to the U.S. naval blockade and recognition of Iran's management of the Strait of Hormuz. The proposal outlined a phased roadmap beginning with the Memorandum of Understanding, followed by 30 days of negotiations. President Trump rejected Tehran's conditions as totally unacceptable. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. Chasing a target of 211 runs set by Punjab Kings, Delhi Capitals scored 216 for 7 in 19 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.